Sky Television's shareholders have challenged the company's management on its direction as they ask them to approve the broadcaster's rugby rights deal while they remain blind to the full cost of it. At the company's annual meeting in Auckland this morning, they're voting on the Sanzar agreement, which includes a partnership with New Zealand Rugby in exchange for a 5% stake in the business. The result is expected to be a yes from shareholders, despite them not knowing how much the deal is worth, because Sky is relying on the rights to retain its customers. It faces hot competition from rival Spark, which has beaten Sky for sports rights use for its own streaming platform, including cricket and the Sears Rugby World Cup. Madison Reedy is at the meeting and she joins us now. Good afternoon, Madison.
Good afternoon, Kim.
And this really is the culmination of what's been a big week for Sky. What's the mood been like there this morning?
I would probably describe this morning's meeting as refreshed. There was a new location for this morning's meeting in the Auckland CBD. Interestingly, actually, where Spark, Sky's rival, has held some of its innovative meetings previously before. Also, a lot of new faces. Sky has their new chair, who was the one who was largely addressing shareholders today. This was actually also probably the first time that shareholders have had a chance to meet and question the new chief executive, Martin Stewart. There's also a refreshed executive management team with a new CFO and new board members too. Now, among the shareholders, there were some smiles as they chatted at the beginning of the meeting. And when I spoke to some, they said that they were, you know, certainly relieved about that Sanzar deal. But there was still an element of wariness among them as well. Shareholders do have a lot to be concerned about, you know, market value and record low share prices being one. Also the fact that dividends have been cut and they haven't received a payout in a while.
And so they've put those concerns to management, but how did Sky's board respond to the shareholders?
Well, it seems that the questions that shareholders were asking the Sky chair, Philip Bowman, today, that they're really the same questions that he and the board itself are not only asking themselves as the board of the company, but are also asking of management. They face questions about things like more financial losses on the horizon, when they should be able to expect one of those payouts that they haven't seen in a while. Questions were also raised about the case for streaming, especially as we've seen with Spark. You know, it doesn't work everywhere in the country. Also around customer needs and the obvious one about its ability to retain rights. And not just in sport, but also interestingly, entertainment. We should note that Sky also has lost the Disney Channel, the children's channel there as well. Now, the chair, Philip Bowman, and the chief executive, Martin Stewart, both answered shareholders' questions, and they said that they're doing a lot of research about specifically customer needs as they focus on it turning around and reinvigorating the company. They say that rights are a focus, but they also did say that all of their decisions are going to be balanced with shareholder value too.
Thank you, Madison. That's Madison Reedy there joining us from Sky Television's annual meeting in Auckland.